Christine Milne, has been fundraising for the restoration of Lake Pedder. This text from Peter says that Lake Pedder and Lake Gordon have the combined capacity of 27 Sydney harbours. If we do drain the lake, where's our energy security going to come from?
Oh, Lake Pedder is a tiny part of the hydro system. Lake Gordon is the big storage that feeds the Gordon Power Station. Lake Pedder is only a tiny fraction of that. In fact, the Cattle Hill Wind Farm is approximately equivalent to the power input that the water from Lake Pedder actually provides. Because what a lot of Tasmanians don't realise is that the only water you can use from the impoundment is about the top metre. That's all that goes into Lake Gordon. The rest is dead water to the hydro system.
You're raising money. How's your fundraiser going, and what are you trying to achieve?
Well, we've been raising money to get a number of studies. The last big push we had to restore Pedder was in the mid-1990s, and we didn't have the studies that we needed in order to persuade governments. We certainly got as far as a parliamentary inquiry at the national level, which came back to say there are no technical reasons why it can't be restored. But once again, we ran into political will as being the main issue opposing the restoration. So this time around, we're determined to do all the studies. So that's why we're raising money. That's why we have a crowdfunder at the moment trying to raise money. We've already raised enough to get a legal study done of all the regulations and laws from the Derwent Valley Council through to the state government, the EPBC, right through to UNESCO with the World Heritage Convention to see what laws need to be changed, and that's underway. We've raised the money for a scientific study to look at the issues about how quickly you would let the water go, what erosion issues there would be, look at things like what chance of revegetation in areas that have been underwater for 50 years, what would be the impact on flora and fauna after the platypus issues in the 90s, where people argued that platypus would die if we restored the lake, where in fact we're starting to see that it would actually be the reverse. So we've got a lot of scientific work, and as you rightly identify, Rick, we've got to put out an energy and economic study just showing what amount of energy Lake Pedder as a catchment provides to the hydro and what are the alternatives. So the reason we're raising money is to get all the studies so that we can then use those to persuade the state and federal governments that this is a good idea.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.